he built a big ant mound so that his height of ground level isn't all that much, right? That's great. That's a smart move. The height matters. It's interesting because I, being in the city, I am a member of the Sun Parlor Club over in Leamington, Ontario. And, so when I travel over there, it's slightly downhill from the river. So once I cross over into Canada, you can still from Leamington do pretty well, especially for the higher profile repeaters. That ground elevation helps a lot.
Yeah, that's the name of the game. Height above average terrain. Alright, just getting on the expressway here, heading to work. I just work part-time, mostly retired. Curious what your line of work is. KAPR.
Yeah, I lead technology teams at a pet retailer, and so mostly focused on e-commerce and mobile apps and marketing technology, things like that. And so that's the day job, although, and then I've been doing quite a bit of, starting to get more involved in some of the emergency communication volunteerism and things like that. Actually working with the Detroit Emergency Operations Center in the hopes that we can get ham radio reestablished as a formal position there in the EOC. So hoping to get out there this afternoon if all things works out.
Yeah, well, which EOC is it?
City of Detroit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what they've got. I know Macomb is very active, and I'm a part of the Oakland County ARPSC. We work out of the EOC in Oakland County. I know they appreciate us quite a bit. They haven't had to use us for much lately, but they support us completely. It's really nice.